Hello, this is John Buckman, State Fire Training Director for the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. We're here today to talk a little bit about the Fire Officer Strategy and Tactics Certification. I have David Probo with me. David is the Fire Training Section Chief. Welcome, David.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about, David, can you tell, give a little history about yourself, introduce yourself.
I'm David Probo, recently retired from St. John's Fire Department, just south of Charleston, South Carolina. I had 25 years in the fire service, retired out as a battalion chief, and as an instructor for about 16, 17 years.
Great. And we're certainly glad to have you here, David. You've been a great asset to us so far, and we look forward to great things. But I think one of the things that you've done for us, and that's what we're here to talk about today, is that we've updated the Fire Officer Strategy and Tactics curriculum. About a year ago, we selected one book. You want to explain about that new book?
Sure. It's Strategic and Tactical Considerations on the Fireground, published by Smith. It's the second edition. It's a new book. It's more up-to-date than your previous curriculum. It meets all the NFPA objectives. It's NIMS compliant. It seems to be well-received also. The people who have taken the course so far really like the new book and the new curriculum.
Great. And, you know, the big thing for us is that this book met like 98% of the fire board's rules, so we didn't have to worry about having two books. For our audience, they need to understand that this is the only book that the written test for certification takes questions out of. So no longer do you have to study four NFA curriculums in order to successfully pass the written test. So this, hopefully that helps the firefighter study only one book. It helps them have a higher pass rate, and we have less unhappy customers. But one of the things in updating this book, we have updated the curriculum, we have new PowerPoints, new books, new study material, but a big thing that you've worked on here for the last month or so, and I know you got about another month to work on, and that is the scenarios, because a big part of strategy and tactics is scenarios. So tell us a little bit about the scenarios.
Well, the scenarios for the course are run through PowerPoint. There will be an instruction portion in the beginning, and then we will go through, and I'm developing two different formats. One's going to be still pictures of various types of structures, houses, apartments, strip malls, town squares, that kind of thing, with various stages of fire going on. And they will get a four-side view, and then we have four or five pages of strategic worksheets to fill out, command charts, fire flow worksheet, and that kind of stuff. The other format is going to be a video where the instructor will just click on the video, and it will play, and it will go through the four sides. That one actually has moving smoke and fire, where the stills are just still shots.
Well, these scenarios have been created using the Fire Studio simulation software. It makes some pretty realistic looking fire. As David said, we have the small houses to the larger commercial structures, and local fire chiefs can use these to help train their existing officers or maybe even future officers in making sure that they have the ability to choose the right strategy and implement the right tactics. The other thing that, David, you said was that it's not just about looking at the picture. It's about writing your thoughts down. It's about doing a good size-up, and we've included forms in there. Can you talk a little bit more about the forms?
Right. The first thing you'll come to is a size-up and action plan worksheet. The first section is basically your size-up from through the windshield. What you initially see, your percentage of involvement, size of structure, anything notable that you see. The next is going to be the Wallace was hot, or your size-up. In the book, it has an acronym, Wallace was hot, and you'll answer as many of those as are applicable to that incident that you see fit, and you'll come up with a base action plan with the resources available to you. Then the next one is a strategic goals and tactical objectives, where you'll assign crews the resources you have. You'll assign crews to rescue if that's going to be your priority. Fire attack, water supply, and we've included a number of personnel available. That way, as they select their tactics, they don't over select tactics. They don't run too many people and have jobs for 20 people when they only have 12 available to them. There's a command chart, and there's also necessary fire flow, and we've included the formula so they don't have to, you know, struggle trying to remember the formula.
Yeah. Well, those are some good things, and that Wallace Was Hot acronym that you talked about is a huge deal for experienced five-round commanders. They already have their thought process, and they have their way that they do size up. I know at my fire department, I expect my officers to know the 14 steps of firefighting. So Wallace Was Hot is an acronym, and what this material is teaching you is that these are things that you have to evaluate as the incident commander, some upon dispatch, some before you arrive, some when you arrive, and some all the way through from the time you get there to the time you return to the station. So what those topics Wallace Was Hot stand for is water, how much water is available, how is it available, area, that's how big the building is, life hazard to firefighters as well as to citizens, location and extent of the fire, apparatus and personnel available, construction of the building, collapse potential, exposures, interior as well as exterior, weather, auxiliary appliances, special matters, certain things that may come up only in this particular kind of fire, height of the building, occupancy of the building, and the time of day or day of the week are all things that the Wallace Was Hot acronym stands for. So for that new fire ground commander, this curriculum is going to teach them how to get their mind organized and what are some of the things that they've thought, what are some of the things they have to think of and evaluate before committing personnel to do an interior structural firefighting. So, again, it's something new that maybe not everybody has this process, but it is important. What are some of the other things? What's some of the neat things about this Fire Studio simulation software?
Just breaking ground on it. We're just getting new at it. It has a lot of different types of smoke, a lot of different types of fire. You can run not only strategy and tactics fire, but you can run hazmat. You can run they have victims that we can implant into the shots. When we start going out and getting interior shots, we can throw some interior shots as we make these things a little more detailed or expand on them a little bit. I'd like to have, you know, I want to continue to develop these things even after, you know, FOSS is off and running, everything's great. I want to continue to make more of these available. So you, not just for the FOSS class, you can get these simulations and run them at your fire department. We can have interior, exterior, and there's a lot of different bells and whistles we can run with it.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty exciting stuff for those fire chiefs that want to help improve their officers' capability to manage incidents. This is a great asset that we're going to provide to them. So we don't expect that this will be available till the 1st of December.
Right.
For public consumption, so to speak. We're using it in some pilot programs now to make sure we get the bugs worked out. But if anybody wants a copy of it, how do they get it?
Some of our smaller with still shots, we're going to try to make available through our website. You go to certifications, fire certifications, and then look up fire officer strategy and tactics. And some of the smaller ones will be available for download there. The bigger ones, especially the ones with the video or the ones with multiple views, the four sides plus some interior shots, they're going to be a little bit too big for us to put on the website. So we're going to make them available on a CD, and that'll be available in December.
Well, David Provo, thank you very much for doing this little podcast today. I hope it's been interesting and informative to the audience. And we'll see you all next time. John Buckman, have a great day.